Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
You ready?
Here we go!
The Slacker Show.
Let's go.
Always on in my car.
The best when I'm driving.
And it gets me pumped up.
Hey! Let's go.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Time once again to break up a marriage. Oh, it's not a marriage today, I don't think.
Yay! We'll get this side and that side. We'll get them straight. It's the Slacker Show's great mate debate.
What do we have, Hack?
We do not have a lovely couple today. Okay. We have a mother and her son. Dawn and Jack are here to discuss Jack's future.
Wait.
Were we just running out of couples? Or who won the toss here? Jack?
Jack.
Jack?
Guy.
Guy.
Welcome to Great Mate Debate. Weird to be on with your mom, but let's go. What's going on?
Well, I want to be an actor. I've wanted to be an actor for a while, and I booked this national spot, and she wants me to go to college, and I want to pursue acting. And basically, in a nutshell, she's got this money that she's, you know, had for school, and I want to use that to, you know, buy a house, and so to make my life easier and all that while I pursue my career in acting.
Okay. Are you
currently in school and you want to drop out?
Yeah. I'm sorry. I'm currently in school. I want to drop out, put it on hiatus. I want to pursue my career in acting. I love it.
I'm a little hung up on the make my life easier part.
What do you mean by okay?
Like,
what do you
mean I want to buy a house and make my life easier, all at the expense of my mother. Like,
I mean, she's got the money. Why use it for college when she could make my life easier?
Okay. Erica, I know he's not saying the right words,
he's
but here's what
in
I'm
right
interpreting
tone.
Him as saying.
Okay.
And I like, Dawn, please stand by and don't be mad at me because I'm not actually taking his side. But
right,
like,
this is what he's saying.
To try to become an actor while you're doing something else, like school, impossible. Yeah. Right? Because you, like, I got to take tests. Yeah. I got to do this. I got to do that.
And then I got to go on auditions and I got to fly. Yeah.
And if there's a final at the same time as audition, you can't do it. So his words, I think, are make it easier to pursue acting.
So he can go all in.
Right.
But he also said take the money to buy a house.
Right.
Yeah.
I know. That's the part that I don't.
We don't just get homes at 18.
I know.
Why not?
Because you got to work for them, man.
Okay.
Why can't my mother's money make my life easier? I don't understand.
Okay, and I just want to say this, okay. Dawn, I swear you're going to be able to jump in here. I am not on his side, but like, if the money set aside for college is for, what's the college money for?
College.
And what does college do?
Prepare you for the rest of your life.
Which would make your life...
easier.
There we go.
Easier,
so he's
better,
like,
yeah.
He's
easier.
Thinking, if you want to use this... so I go get this degree and make my life easier.
Right.
Let me help you. Mm-hmm. Let's cut out the middleman.
Yeah. Give it to me. I'll pursue what I actually enjoy. And he already booked the spot. We kind of glossed over that. You said a national spot?
Yeah. Made some decent money on it.
Okay. Sorry. What does booked a spot mean? Does that mean you're in a commercial? I'm sorry. I don't speak
national commercial. Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, we know someone who booked a national commercial.
You say booked a spot, though? That's how you say it?
A gig,
booked
maybe?
A gig, yeah.
Booked a gig, booked the audition.
I mean, we do commercials and they're called spots. That's why I
don't ever say booked a spot, though. It's
just
like,
different for us.
Okay.
We're not acting.
I'm endorsing.
What I was going to say, though, is we know someone who has booked a national gig, still can't afford to buy a house.
Right. as most young people can.
Dawn.
Yai.
This is already out of hand, so why don't you tell us your side?
Well, my side is that I am not budging. I worked very hard to set aside money for my son, who I adore, and I think it's fantastic that he did one commercial, but I don't think he understands it's not that easy to be an actor. You're not just guaranteed, you know, commercials because you booked one. And I think it's, you know, I mean, he hasn't even given college a chance. And I think it's such an important place to, you know, discover what your interests are and what you're passionate about.
And the connections you make there,
similar.
That's where it's important.
It's an experience. And to be an actor, honestly, you want world experience. So I think it's important. The acting world is going to be there. So,
Mom,
yeah, in 4 years,
saying,
you can pursue it.
Mom, it's me. You're saying that I need to find what I'm passionate about in school. I'm passionate about this. I want to be an actor. I love everything about it. And the national spot was just like icing on the cake. I can do that again. I know I can. You have to have faith.
You did some acting in high school plays, and then you went on this one audition and you booked it. It's not going to be like that. I really want you to be certain that that's what you're passionate about.
If you don't try.
It's a really hard career.
All of us? Okay,
really
hold on. Everybody,
career.
Hold on.
I think you really.
Everyone in this room is right now sneaking in little jabs.
Yeah.
And it's kind of unfair, so I just want to give the people listening to get their jabs in.
Okay.
303-222-5423. You won't have to sneak them in. You can actually make a point.
Jab away.
But like, is it... all I'm saying... I'm not on his side, Don, but like, if your husband hates steak and you go, but I have booked this $300 experience at a steakhouse, so we're going. It's like,
that
you're
is not
wasting
the same
he's
thing.
He's not going to get anything out of school if he's not committed. You're lighting that money on fire. I'm not saying to give it to him, but to force him to go and eat steak when he doesn't want to eat steak, you're lighting that money on fire. Like,
no, you're lighting it on fire if you go, you know what? You're right. I'm going to get rid of everything I've worked hard and saved for, which she said, and just hand it to Jack. You're a freshman in college, correct?
Yes.
So to just hand it to an 18-year-old is bizarre.
I'm not saying to give him the money, but I'm saying.
Well, that's what he wants.
I could not disagree more with Erica.
It could buy a house. A house is an investment, right? It's not like you're just throwing money in the street.
So you save as Dawn, you saved 18 years worth of all this money, and then you will gladly give it to some nameless, faceless guy in a suit to pay for tuition, but you won't give it to your own son to chase his dream? Which one makes more sense?
I'm giving it to my son to go to college. I am giving it to my son to go to college.
You're giving it to some university to pay for another football field. Like that's what you're doing.
You're
that's what every parent does.
Like,
and no one considers, what if my kid has an idea, wants to start a business, wants to do, like, no one ever goes, you're right, I can help you. And that doesn't make sense to me. You're my kid. I want to help you. I want to take care of you. I don't want to give it to some professor.
He's not wrong, and it's tough because he doesn't believe in college.
His hatred of it, yes.
I want to say, I nearly dropped out. Well, no, I didn't nearly drop out. I, at a time, my freshman year, almost did this exact same thing. Went to my parents and was like, what if I dropped out? What if I auditioned for hosting gigs and all this stuff and got into like entertainment news reporting, which was what I wanted to do.
And you should have, because this is where you were meant to be. You wasted that money in college.
I truly would not have ended up here if I didn't do school. I had internships that were incredible.
How do you know you wouldn't have?
There's no way. I would not have had the skills that I got from a lot of my classes.
And the opportunities, the internships.
Yes.
You have to be a student to get
those. And you meet and that.
I didn't do any of that.
Okay, that was like 50 years ago.
No, you also had a very different path. You didn't jump straight into this.
No, but I came through the rock star scene. Like.
And
did you take guitar lessons?
No.
Really?
And did your parents give you money to buy a house?
No. That's why I'm not on Jack's side, but I'm not on her side either. Dawn, I am nowhere near as far extreme as Tiek is saying that the university's whatever. But I agree with you that you're paying for a lot of stuff you don't need. But like, Jack, you don't deserve this money, but you shouldn't have to go to school.
You
I don't know
have,
the right answer.
He should have like, to get a waiter job, a bartender. He's right, he can't get a bartender
to
job.
To his point, he's saying, what would make it easier for me to pursue acting if I didn't have to think about rent? So then let's get a house.
But what's the percentage of people that just go to act and are super successful?
It's very
versus
low.
The percentage of people who graduate college and make a good life.
But Jack is getting his rent paid for right now.
Right.
Dawn is paying, gladly paying for it. Just you have to live here.
Thank you.
Yeah. Oh boy.
And that doesn't make sense.
He's on your side.
He doesn't want to do that.
Hand him the money. I am not just going to hand him this money. He can, if he really wants to not go to college and go pursue his acting career, he can go and do it. But I'm not buying him a house at 18.
I don't think you have to buy him a house. Guarantee. But yeah. I think what we
and
have to
I don't
get to.
Know that he really thinks he did one commercial and he thinks this is the thing that he loves.
I know, but
and
what if it
what
is?
If in a year from now he doesn't think, but what if it isn't?
But what if it is?
And what if he finds like something
you,
else
you,
that
I will
like,
guarantee you it isn't you if know? He doesn't try. That's
what if it isn't though?
Well,
and he
can
just
try.
Doesn't book
no
anything else.
Him, he can't try. But I'm not handing him this money that I saved for his college
all right,
education.
Hang on right there. Don't move. Everybody hang on. We're gonna get a jury. Like this room is super divided. I'm not on anybody's side, I swear. But I think forcing him, if my son was like, I'm not sure what I want to do, maybe I'll be on the 6-year plan. I'm like, nope, come out. Get out. Until you're ready, I'm not wasting money for you to figure this out.
Yeah, no, he never said, she's not saying do
he
a 6-year
He hasn't figured
plan.
Out. He knows what he wants to do.
Mm-hmm. No,
she's not saying go to school for however long you want. She's saying get in, get out, then go do what you want.
You guys decide, school, no school, money, no money, 303-222-5423.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
Who's right? Who's wrong? The Slacker Show's Great Mate Debate on Alice.
303-222-5423.
Wow, it's really heated in here. It's Great Mate Debate between mother and son, Dawn and Jack. Jack is in college, first year, doesn't really dig it, wants to be an actor. And he's booked
you're
a national spot.
The lead.
What's the lead, Erica?
That he would like his mother to give him all the money that she saved up for his college to buy a home and quote unquote make his life easier.
But I also tried to explain the words that his entitlement was actually trying to say. Like, and Jack, I don't know if you have enough humility to maybe walk some of those words back or not, but like, some of the texts we're getting are calling you some names that are not ideal.
Yeah.
Most of them we can't read on the air, right?
Yeah, the S word.
Yeah.
I can say jerk, though, right?
Yeah, for sure.
Entitled jerk was thrown around quite a bit.
Yeah. So basically what he would like to do is quit school, take all the money pooled for college, and really try to get more commercials to figure out if he's meant to be an actor or not.
Right.
Yeah, go all in. It's the only way you'll make it happen.
It's tough to spend all your mom's money on going all in just to hope for the best.
It's tough to spend all the money you saved on something your kid doesn't want to do.
Fair.
No one is making eye contact in this room. No,
nope. I don't like being in the middle of them.
This is, okay, we're going to have to do a separate Great Mate Debate between the people in this room. Jack and Dawn, sorry. Feel free to jump in with anybody, and let's get started with Antonio.
Yai.
Whose side are you on?
So, as much as I agree with T-Hack and Slacker, like, if he doesn't want to go to college, like, the best your choice. But I'm on the mom side, for sure.
Yes.
I've been performing for a very, very long time throughout the state of Colorado. in other states. Ah. I performed at Red Rocks within a full house for the Rocky Horror Picture Show. Oh. I have been performing for a very long time, and it is very competitive and very difficult to get into just right off the bat. And I think if that's something that you're really passionate about and you want to do, go to Fort Lewis College in Durango. They have an impeccable theatrical media department, and you can learn, get a degree to fall back on if it doesn't end up going well.
Fall back.
Okay. I appreciate that. Thank you.
It's acting. Does Margot Robbie have an acting degree? Okay. Does anyone know?
She's a smoke show.
Does any actor ever have an acting degree?
Yeah, a lot of them do.
Okay.
And a lot of them don't, though.
A lot of them don't. Go ahead. I'm waiting.
And a lot of them will tell you, start right off the bat. One national commercial didn't make their career right off the bat. It takes a very long time.
Thank you, Antonio, for the call.
Oh.
I appreciate you.
You should go to music school to be a pop star. It's like just
a lot of people do that. I went to a school where kids studied singing.
How many pop stars did you go with?
Well, actually, there's quite a few country artists out in my school.
She was in Nashville.
Yeah.
Tim, are you there?
Oh, I am. Yeah, hi, guys.
Yeah.
Whose side are you on?
I'm on the Sun side. But with a couple stipulations. I think college these days is pushed pretty hard. And I don't think you always need a degree to get to places you want to be or to get to the job that you want to obtain. So I think, really, you should go to college when you know that it's necessary and get a degree when you know it's necessary. But I also don't think an 18-year-old should have a house right away either, because you're going to need some money to take care of that house, and you'll need a job to give you that money. So I think use the money, take some acting classes, maybe do something that will, you know, better him in the acting world, and then go from there. You know, maybe in a couple of years he wants to be a doctor and he'll need to go to college, but...
then he can pay for that himself.
Yeah, there's not going to be enough money laying around after all this. Thank you for the call.
Thank you.
Kim?
Yes.
Yeah. Whose side are you on?
I'm kind of on both sides. Why doesn't he take that money and go to an acting school? He's 18. He doesn't
like
need
Meryl
to be doing,
Streep,
you know,
or Bradley Cooper, Al Pacino, Emma Watson, research. Hugh Jackman, Sigourney Weaver.
Yeah.
And that's all of them.
No, it goes on.
Yeah.
No, that's all the actors. They all have degrees. And when it comes for who's right for a part, they look at, well, this guy does have a degree. So we got to give it to him.
Oh, my God. Would you think you're right?
Yeah, he's so... You have to go to acting school to be taught.
I am right. It's never come down to, well, we could get Bradley Cooper or Leonardo DiCaprio. And you know what? Bradley Cooper has a degree, so we'll go with him. Never. It's who's best for the part.
Exactly.
Period.
And who works the hardest and who performs the hardest. And it helps when you have extra training from coaches that you get in college.
You can work hard and do all of that without a degree in anything.
If there is a licensed therapist anywhere in the tech center, please come to Cody.
Yeah.
Whose side are you on?
Mom's side. Technically, I'm a slacker side, but mom's side.
Okay, what is that? Because that's I'm kind of...
So I believe that it's mom's money.
Yep.
She saved the money. She gets to decide how the money gets spent. However, she also can't force him to go to college. If you don't want to go to college, man, you don't have to go to college. But then you're not entitled to the money that your mom saved.
Yeah.
If you want
That's what
to make
I said.
And I think it's super cool that you found your passion. That's awesome. I knew what I wanted to do with my life when I was 6 years old. It was also a super hard road, but I'm doing it. But if you want to be an adult and make the adult decision to drop out of school and start your career to be an actor, then cool. But now you have to be an adult. And adults don't get handed money for houses.
But can I just be a tiny little... Cody, I think you're winning the day at this point. I really do. I think you're saying a lot of great things. But then what happens to that money? Because I'm a parent who has saved a bunch of money for my son and my daughter for college.
Dawn gets to go on a vacation.
No, you don't, though. Because I saved it for them. I saved it to make their life better.
Sure.
And what I thought that would be college. But if it's not college...
It shouldn't be a house at
18. No, I don't. I would not give it to Jack for almost anything right now until he grows up. Like, Jack, you're not getting anything from anybody. The more you think that money's yours, the less that money's yours, dude. That's one of the problems.
You've spent the money that you don't have.
That's not your money. If your mom decides to be gracious and go, yeah, I set it aside to make you a better person and I believe in your acting, great. But if she doesn't, that's not your money, bro. That's not. It's not your money.
I get that. I get that.
But, I don't think you do.
But aren't you incentivizing him to just stay in college and spend the money? Because who cares? That's the only way I'll get it?
Yes. But if he doesn't believe in it and he truly believes in his acting, he should leave school. But you got to take that big boy step.
Stop demanding from people, sometimes they throw you a bone here and there with the money she had saved.
She might. She might. Do we have a clear winner? Because on the phones, it's kind of...
Oh, the texts are not on his side.
Mom, we can do this together.
What?
You know, I'm not cutting you out. We can do this together. I auditioned. I booked National Spot.
She might be cutting you out.
You you got to quit while you're ahead.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
1059. Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.